It's Tuesday, December 10th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two pastors were beheaded in mob action in Ethiopia, Africa, just south of Addis Ababa, reports International Christian Concern. Pastor Elsias of the Full Gospel Church of Sabeda and Pastor Asefa of the Lutheran Church were killed during protests inspired by Jawar Muhammad, a local Muslim leader. Since 2018, Muhammad has inspired revolutionary actions against the Ethiopian government, led by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. In other persecution news, a heroic Pakistani young man of 24 was murdered and hung from a tree in the town of Kotri after he had intervened to save a woman accosted by Muslim extremists. Naval Mass's father, Herbert, has demanded justice for his son's murder despite threats against his own life. John 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court let stand a Kentucky law that would require abortionists to perform an ultrasound and display an image of the baby for the mother before going ahead to kill the baby, reports LifeNews.com. The Federal Appeals Court in Cincinnati, Ohio, had upheld the Kentucky law on appeal, but another appeals court struck down a similar law in North Carolina. Only 15 days of Thanksgiving and praise until Christmas. Late last week, President Donald Trump continued a tradition instituted by President Calvin Coolidge in 1923, overseeing the lighting of a 30-foot evergreen tree decorated with 50,000 lights. Staying close to his script, the president explained the meaning of Christmas as the coming of the Son of God to the world to, quote, save humanity, end quote.
As the Bible tells us, when the wise men had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. Christians, give thanks that the Son of God came into the world to save humanity. Jesus Christ inspires us to love one another with hearts full of generosity and grace.
Persecution for Christian businesses that will not support homosexuality is coming closer. Sadly, this time it's supported by the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, the National Association of Evangelicals, the Seventh-day Adventists, and the Mormons. The so-called Fairness for All bill would add sexual orientation to the Federal Civil Rights Act and thereby persecute Christian-owned accommodations businesses, retailers, banks, and healthcare service providers. Some leading evangelicals are still opposed to the deceptively named Freedom for All bill, including Southern Baptist leaders Albert Moeller and Russell Moore, Jeff Myers of Summit Ministries, Franklin Graham of Samaritan's Purse, the Heritage Foundation, and the Family Research Council. However, homosexual organizations are opposed to the bill because the persecution against Christians does not go far enough. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation tweeted, quote, "Let us be crystal clear. We will never compromise away the protections of every LGBTQ person," end quote. World Magazine reports that the bill, which is supported by the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, would allow biological males to both compete in girls' sports and have access to girls' locker rooms and bathrooms. The bill was introduced into the House last Friday by Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah, a Mormon, and has 8 Republican sponsors thus far. Elijah's words in 1 Kings 18, verse 21 tie in here. "How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people answered him not a word. Call your congressman at 202-224-3121 to object to the misnamed and deceptive Fairness for All bill. That's 202-224-3121. Russia is banned from the Olympics for 4 years because of its allowance of the use of banned drugs for their athletes. The World Anti-Doping Agency's executive committee made a unanimous decision yesterday, accusing Moscow of, quote-unquote, removing and altering doping data, and then, quote, concealing these manipulations by backdating of computer systems and data files, end quote. And finally, the Bible app YouVersion has now uploaded 2,000 Bible versions in more than 1,350 languages and touts 400 million installs worldwide, according to its recent annual report. The fastest uptick on app engagement over the last year was Algeria, North Africa, at a 218% increase, and the nation of Chad, Africa, with a 118% increase. The total chapters read stands at 35.6 billion, equivalent to 30 million people reading the whole Bible through in 2019. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 10th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.